prior to this, like if when you were younger or in school, did you participate in any like school debate teams?
No. In school, I did just chess and football very rarely because I was too severely depressed and unable to speak to anybody to have any other kinds of interaction. So I didn't really have much interaction in grade school or high school or college.
Is it very different than what you participate in today?
Yeah, the formal school debates are garbage. They mostly are based on a very formal structure, like Lincoln Douglas style, where you have very strict guidelines and resources and how you're graded based on point making. And it really isn't very productive for convincing anybody ever about anything. It's just a rehearsal in dance, more or less. It's just expressing ideas in a way that tickles the fancy of the judges, and that's it. It really doesn't have any value to actually convincing people or discussing any serious topics that matter or making any progress on those topics. It's completely just irrelevant. The debates online, informal debates like Hitchens and Harris and Dawkins and Dennett, the ones they did, and the kind of the ones I do on debates, have more of a productive impact on helping people to move their understanding of a topic forward. And relate it to their everyday life. And so it's much more productive in the online sphere than the academic sphere.
The format that you mainly participate in, can you describe what that is like, and between how much time you get, and if it's an open platform, or if you're only speaking and then the other person speaks, etc.
It's mostly just open dialogue. So we have a conversation about a point. My style is to ask whoever I'm talking to, like, what's the most important or best argument that you have, focusing on the topics they know the most about, they're the most interested in, and having a discussion centered around that topic and what they think is the most important aspect, and focusing on one thing at a time. Doesn't really matter who talks more or how often. It's just as long as we can clearly articulate our positions to one another and we can understand one another's position or rebuttal, and then be able to respond to that rebuttal in a way that the other person understands. That's what makes a great debate that can actually progress intellectual ideas.
Presidential or vice presidential debates, is that just a completely different format, and that's like a completely different beast than what you do?
That's like another complete waste of time. That's even more of a waste of time than academic debates. They're a complete joke. Like, they don't even answer the question. Like, at least in academic debates, you're graded if you answer the question. Like, that's important. Like, if you don't answer the question, you get docked points. In political debates, you literally can't answer the question. Your goal is to not answer the question. They ask you a question, and it's just an opportunity for you to spout out your own talking points to make your base happy and to try to get more people who are aligned with your base to agree with you. And it really has nothing to do with answering the actual question. Don't care at all. So, yeah, political debates are a complete waste of time.
Going back to the debates that you participate in, how important is it? How important is time? Like, do you find that if you get more time, or you're speaking more than the other person, you have more time to kind of get your points across and make the better argument? Or do you find the opposite is true? It doesn't really have any correlation?
It depends. It's more about being able to express your ideas clearly and efficiently. So, like, Pine Creek actually counted out how much time I speak versus how much time the professors speak in our conversations. And it was like I speak only 10 to 15% of the time, and the professor speaks 80% of the time. But I'm usually destroying them in the debate because my points are clear, easier to understand. And so, it's really winning the debate is more about how clearly and concisely you can express ideas in a way that is understandable. And then the percentage of time you get doesn't really make a difference.
How often do you feel like you've won a debate? Is it after every debate you finish, do you always feel like I came across as the victor?
For the most part, there are several that I lost and did bad in. There are many where I was presented a new idea that I hadn't heard before. That's a very good idea. Like my first debate with Randall Rouser, where he presented like fallibilism to me. That was a new idea that was, I didn't know about, and learning more about it, it was a very good point that he made. And so he won that debate. Another one would be like, I think, I don't remember if this was before my YouTube career or not, but I was discussing infallibility, knowing with absolute certainty. And it's a part of fallibilism that you don't need absolute certainty to have knowledge. That's the position of what fallibilism is. And understanding that you don't, for something to be evidence, you don't need to disprove the alternative. I don't remember what that's called, but something can be evidence of a position, even if it's also evidence of all the other positions. And that was another interesting position to learn about. That's very meaningful.
Do you place any stock in maybe what other people or how other people view how the debate went? So maybe you could feel like I had the best debate ever and I did really, really well. But then maybe you look at the comment section or if there's a chat window that's going and people are just not on your side. Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah. When you go on dumpster fires like the kill stream with Jay Dyer, it happens all the time. It's not meaningful at all.
And so in the debate, are you trying to change the audience's mind?
Indirectly, yes. The goal is to have positions that are compelling enough to be able to change a certain percentage of the audience, but it's like a single digit percentage. Changing a single digit percentage of the audience in a debate is actually massively huge. It's an extremely high success rate. Politicians dream of that success rate. So in a way, yes, the goal is to make arguments that do that. But my direct goal is just to make the most successful, compelling, easy to understand arguments.
Now, do you ever find in a debate or after a debate, have you changed your opponent's mind?
Yes, many people have. Like one of them that comes to mind first is one of my debates with the professor on alternatives for God. And I brought up a naturalistic particle, like a quantum particle that could create the universe as a necessary being. He's like, I never heard that before. I'll add that into my next book. Like, that's cool. And so there have been a number of occasions where professors have said, oh, I've never heard that argument before. That's a really good argument. I don't know if I fundamentally like made them an atheist. That I don't think has ever happened, but I have introduced new ideas to them that they had never heard before that they thought were very interesting. So in that way, yes.